This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Some St. Louis inmates crazy. Congressman Ron Wright loses his life after a battle with COVID-19. And Trump's impeachment trial is going to absolutely tackle some big constitutional questions. The stage is set. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend and are ready to kick things off with us as we motor through the mailbag, the man cave, for the best, oh, yeah, Super Bowl commercials. Tom Brady now with 7 Super Bowl wins, this one with Tampa Bay, and another MVP trophy to add to the collection. That's 5. We'll go over the game a little bit in the man cave, but really talk about the commercials. First, we dive into the former president's impeachment trial, and what are the two big constitutional questions that hang in the balance, according to his attorneys, that are going to argue that this revolves around a First Amendment defense, that's part of it, and then the legality of putting a former president on trial while the Democrats say he has to pay for what happened with that riot on January 6th. So their arguments are, I think, clear. They're going to show video, may have witnesses, go deeper into who was rallied or pushed or words made them go do what they did at the Capitol. Many of those people arrested, some waiting trial, others actually still in jail. But at the heart of this for Donald Trump's defense is, again, a First Amendment defense of the fiery speech ahead of that violent attack on the Capitol back in January, and a challenge to, is it legal to actually put a former president on trial? Because he's the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice and the only one to be tried in the Senate after leaving office. So while an impeachment proceeding is obviously different from a criminal trial, we know that. I've talked about those rules, the swearing in, all of that in the Senate. And Trump's case, again, is about those broad legal questions as to whether his actions violated the Constitution. Now, a lot of legal scholars, and we've had many on this show, and lots of people are talking to constitutional legal scholars, they've studied the issue. They think post-presidential impeachment and convictions are allowed based on history and past practice in Congress, but there isn't an overwhelming consensus necessarily. So this moves forward, and all but 5 Republican senators previously had signaled that their support for Trump's primary line of defense advanced in a January test vote last month by Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. So we know that. I mean, there's not going to be 17 that vote for Donald Trump to go down for this, to answer for that. That's not happening. It's not clear, though, with some which way they will move or which way they will decide. So here's what happens. This all starts to be laid out on Tuesday, and particularly Wednesday, there'll be the evidence part, I think, of what the Democrats are going to do here. And so that's the bottom line. That's the Cliff Notes version of what this is going to look like. And it is about, for again, the Republicans that are really supporting the president and his lawyers. It's about the Constitution. And what does the Constitution allow and what doesn't it allow? And that's going to be the big challenge. So they're going to challenge the process of trying a former president. The lawyers are also going to argue that his comments attacking the validity of the 2020 election and at the rally before the siege are protected by the First Amendment. Done. That's it. That's going to be the case. They had 80-some pages in their brief that they had to submit, and so it's filled with some of the backing of that key, those two key questions, and looking at some case law to back that up, right? And, you know, you look at, again, the numbers, and the numbers for this rapid impeachment trial, which, by the way, when we say rapid, it doesn't mean it's going to happen in a couple of days. It's going to take longer than that because it's already negotiated by the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And there is a possibility, though, that the senators could vote after 4 days of arguments to extend the trial by calling witnesses and examining testimony that could shed some more light on the former president's actions and motivations surrounding what happened on January 6th. But again, most Republican senators have signaled that they will not be voting to convict a former president. So you have to have 17. You have to have that two-thirds. And that two-thirds would be a Hail Mary, since we just had the Super Bowl. It would be a Hail Mary for that to happen for the Democrats. Nevertheless, this is going to play out, and I think we'll learn more about what happened on January 6th, because there's so much more video that is, I think, horrifying that we didn't see, many of us didn't see, and what was being said and how things were being smashed and all of that. So more of that will absolutely come to light. But it's a fascinating process to watch all these documents, the trial schedule, negotiating the timetable for completion of the trial. And it's probably going to be weeks, I think, especially if they do witnesses, because then there's subpoenas and all of that in between. So if that happens, trust me, it will be longer. St. Louis, lots of unrest. The inmates not happy. They don't like the conditions. They are alleging there are not proper safety protocols. You may have seen the video. If you haven't, whatever search engine you have, go look at it. Just put in St. Louis jail unrest, and you'll see the inmates who are holding up signs, free 57, free white right, PDI, blah, 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 etc. Just different things that they put up there. So there's about 700 people detained at the St. Louis Justice Center. It's a six-story building a few blocks from the riverfront. If you've ever been to St. Louis, right down there, you can see it when you fly in. And they say they've been mistreated during the coronavirus pandemic and left in solitary confinement, minded by jail staffers who don't do proper safety protocols. And the city, meanwhile, defends their management of the jail, saying they've provided appropriate treatment and protective equipment. So what is their defense? There was another uprising. They've had a couple of them at the jail, and that's why I said, look at it. This is radio, but I'll just describe it. They're hanging out the window. The windows are smashed. They smashed the windows. They set fires, and a couple of corrections officers ended up hospitalized. Boy, that would be a thankless job, wouldn't it? So it started on Saturday when there was a little bit of a scuffle where one of the inmates got into it with a corrections officer, and then more than 100 inmates in the end were involved with this. And there have been about 60 calls about issues at the jail, including concerns about inmates who've tested positive for the coronavirus, and because of them being isolated, there's a lack of rec time and retributions from guards over complaints. And so inmates had two previous protests. I think they got a problem there in St. Louis. What do you think? Driving by there, seeing the smashed windows, the inmates with their fists held high, and all their signs that are on clearly on their cafeteria trays. Somebody better figure out a little something, something, or I have a feeling they're going to have more disruptions at that jail. Coming up, Liz Cheney's been pretty vocal, even though she was censured. What does the Republican congresswoman have to say about impeachment?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
We're going to hear from Liz Cheney in a few minutes, and also I'll tell you more about the congressman who lost his battle with COVID-19, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle saying that he was a great colleague, a friendly colleague, that kind of thing, and I'll talk about that in a second. But the impeachment battle, like I said. But the money part, you know, the former president wanted the $2,000 deal for the American people. That didn't happen. Joe Biden wants the same thing. So the House Dems COVID-19 aid bill includes those $1,400 checks, and it looks like it might be getting closer for those of you who are counting on this, and it would be direct payments, single taxpayers with annual income up to 75 grand, married couples that make up to 150, they qualify for the full payment amounts, and there would actually be less payouts for those up to 200,000, and then you're not eligible for any money after that. So the it's interesting that they released the key portions on the Hill today of that relief package. And this is the section that people are either just aghast about because they don't need it, they don't understand why they're not getting weeded out, and they would rather it go to somebody. And I've heard people say they would donate it or whatnot, and it doesn't make sense how they decide this. And then others who desperately need it and are tired of the foot dragging over this, and it's, and every day you wait, whether it's rent or mortgage or something else, you're stuck, right? Because it would make a big difference to get that money, especially it would start to add up in the way it would help you if you have kids, a partner, you know, that kind of thing. So Republicans and some centrist Democrats argue that the payment should be more targeted to lower income households because those households are most in need of relief and most likely to spend the money quickly. Progressives argue that the income requirement shouldn't be tightened so people who lost substantial amounts of income during the pandemic, raise your hand if you lost a chunk of money. I see all the hands with my special glasses going up across the U.S., could quickly get their payments. So again, it's that $1,400. It's the direct payment that it would be based on. This is what's interesting. It would be based on your 2019 or 2020 tax returns, which in a way that's good, right? Because some people might have been fine in 2019 and then the carpet gets pulled out from underneath them. It's called COVID and everything tanks. So 2020 looks nothing like 2019, and that information would help them for people who desperately need it. So the whole package of all the gobbledygook that you need to know is this. I'm going to cut through the red tape. This is why I could not be a politician. It would infuriate me. Let's take the vote. What don't you like? What can we compromise on? I realize compromise isn't easy, but there's got to be a way around some of this nonsense. But anyway, the package is based off a $1.9 trillion plan that President Biden proposed in January. So the Joint Committee on Taxation, they're estimating that the new round of checks would cost about $422 billion. $422 billion. And there's all kinds of other things in there for children, tax credits, that kind of stuff. But this has to go through. So that's the next thing. The challenge is, does it go through? How quickly does it go through? And obviously, when they're saying 2019, 2020 tax returns, it could be either one. So that could be good for some people. That could be very good for some people. The impeachment trial, besides this, besides the stimulus and COVID and vaccines, the big move on the Hill and what affects you and I in our backyards, because, by the way, money is being spent on this. Money is being spent on all of this. Is this impeachment trial. So the unprecedented territory, and I set up what the Trump lawyers are going to talk about. First Amendment, not unprecedented, going after a president who's not even in an office anymore. Liz Cheney, who took the wrath of so many Republicans behind closed doors for her stance on what's been happening and the president and the electoral votes and certifying the election and then what happened on January 6th and the accountability and saying that clearly he has to answer the former president on what happened on January 6th. In her own words, here's the latest. And this is from Fox News over the weekend.
And this is not something that we can simply look past or pretend didn't happen or try to move on. We've got to make sure this never happens again.
All right. So you got to make sure it never happens again. And you can't just move on. I think the thing that I said that will come out of this for sure is you get to see more of the playbook of what happened at the Capitol. Because let's face it, you're seeing judicious clips here and there. It's like you're seeing the same clips, some of the same clips over and over again because that's what's out there. But what are some of the other things that were videoed that people had? What was being said on some of these clips? All of that, this becomes part of it. And I think that's why there is the push for witnesses. Why did you do this? Why did this happen? What could possibly have made you throw a fire extinguisher at a Capitol officer who later died? Smashing windows, saying, "Where's Nancy Pelosi?" And the, you know, dropping all kinds of F-bombs, whatever. It's not about the language. It's about the mentality of the mob and what could have happened with Pence or Pelosi or whoever else might have been in the way of the anger that was really ratcheted up then. And you can see it with some of what has been released, but now this will be full on. And that will come out in all of this. All of that will come out. Bottom line is, people, we know this, right? You are responsible for yourself. No other human being. You can get caught up in that mentality, and we see this with cults, and we see this with things that happen when people gravitate towards something and become rabid. But ultimately, in the end, you're going to pay the price, so you have to stand in your own actions. And all of this, I think, is going to be part of what we see. People who did not stand in their own actions, people who were part of a group and decided they were going all in on what was going to happen at the Capitol. Congressman Ron Wright of Texas died after being hospitalized with COVID. He was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. He was first elected in 2018. He won re-election last year. 67 years old. He was battling, this is the underlying condition, he had been battling lung cancer for several years. So he was hospitalized in mid-September because of complications around his treatment. And friends, family, polar opposites of his philosophy have really come out of the woodwork from everything that I've read and seen about him. A lot of people liked him. He definitely had some backing on the Hill. And he announced he had tested positive for the coronavirus on January 21st. Earlier the week, he said he and his staff had come into contact with someone who tested positive for the virus after the House vote to impeach then-President Donald Trump. I mean, this is the stuff that we're talking about. The mask, not mask, whatever, and that's where they believe it happened. So we see now there was the other congressman-elect, the young congressman, Luke Letlow, the Republican from Louisiana, who died in December of complications of COVID-19 just days before being sworn in. So that's a couple of politicians. And, you know, this SOB of a virus, it's not about politics. It's about finding the person, meaning in infiltrating at these super spreader events or people who are carrying it and have no idea, whatever. But it's not about rich, poor, anything in between, because we're seeing how the dominoes fall. And I like what some of his colleagues had to say about him, that he was a tireless fighter for North Texas who brought his conservative principles and love of country to the United States Congress every single day. And we'll miss his signature bow tie. He was known for that, and warm personality in the halls of the Capitol, a presence that cannot soon be replaced. You had plenty of thoughts about COVID-19, the numbers, and everything in between. We're headed to the mailroom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The state of Iowa has lifted restrictions on indoor gatherings and a statewide mask mandate as hospitalizations in the state have been dropping. But many healthcare professionals say it's too soon to start rolling back COVID restrictions. Former acting CDC director Dr. Richard Besser says he understands the desire to get back to normal life. but tells CNBC that the spread of variants of the virus are too concerning to let down our collective guard.
You know, it's a real challenge. Everyone is tired of having their lives curtailed by this pandemic. People want to get back to doing what they enjoy. But it is a critical time here. The numbers going down, you know, it's very exciting to see that. But the experience from the UK, where they had a variant that spread much easier, much more rapidly within the community, says to me that we could be in a similar situation here if we let our guard down.
This is USA Radio News. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump filed a brief Monday, saying the president was not responsible for the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The filing coming on the eve of the Senate impeachment trial, where Trump is expected to be acquitted. On Monday, Senator John Cornyn called the president's words leading up to the attack reckless, but the Texas Republican said that the constitutional standard for impeachment is not recklessness.
Legal experts have debated not only the constitutionality of trying a former president, but also the wisdom of doing so, and I share concerns on both those fronts. I think this ill-timed impeachment trial sets a dangerous precedent for future former presidents. As politicized as impeachment has become, it could become a reoccurring political exercise that would be toxic for our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Matt? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Sweet! Thanks to all of you. A big virtual hug. Forget the elbow tap. You get a big virtual hug. So, once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. If you ever want to get something off your chest, throw in your 2 cents. You can do it 24/7, just like a couple of guys in Austin. Here's what Joe in Austin says, just plain and simply. Kate Delaney, give us the bleak news. How many people now are dead in this country from COVID-19? I will tell you, I will confess, yeah, I thought it was a bunch of nonsense in the beginning. I didn't wear my mask. Thank God I did not get COVID. Several of my friends have, and it is no picnic. All right, so 465,000 people, according to Johns Hopkins, have died in the U.S. That's out of 27.1 million cases. By the way, deaths in the world, 2.32 million. There's heavy, heavy warnings about being careful at events after Tampa and the Super Bowl, which is where it was held. It was just a wild party. There was lots of bars with people that were on top of each other, heavily drinking in Ybor City. I've been to Ybor City. I've been to that comedy club. I have walked up and down those streets, my friends, and I loved every second of it. But we weren't in the pandemic, so there wasn't any social distancing. I mean, there certainly were ways you could have done that, but that wasn't happening, and clearly there's just tons of video of that. So the concern is, all right, that's where the Super Bowl was. What about other bars? What about other people thinking, nah, we're okay, and getting together? Does that spread the virus more? And does that ultimately lead, if there's lots of super spread events, does that lead to more deaths? All right, Jake, also in Austin, says this. Hi, Kate. I listen when I can. I have, like everybody else, these crazy hours working from home. Sometimes I'm working at night. Sometimes I'm working during the day. It just depends. I knew you would get a chuckle out of this. Did you see that Jeffrey Epstein's mansion is up for grabs? It's been listed, and so is his island where he did some of those nefarious, allegedly nefarious things to those young girls. I think he is a scumbag with a capital S. He did not get what he deserved, which would have been life behind bars. Would you buy anything that Jeffrey Epstein lived in? If you're speaking specifically to me, first of all, let me check with my accountant. Do I have enough money for an infamous island? Oh, the answer is no. Immediately texting me back. Just a miracle. So, no. Even if I had the money, would I buy Epstein's private island? No, it's creepy. I don't know. It's creepy to me. But here's the thing. Things are being sold off by the executors of his estate. But and he has two, of course, he has two private Caribbean islands, or he had, and there's this sort of weird tug of war of who gets to move on all the assets that belonged to him. There are apparently multiple people interested in the properties, though, so I guess, you know, people, a lot of people won't care. They'll just get it, because this is a private island 35 miles away, or 34, 35, whatever it is, away in the British Virgin Islands. I mean, this is your own island. And people that have that kind of dough where, you know, they can pay $80 million or however much if they split the two islands, maybe they don't care about that. I just think it's creepy. You know, Epstein estate lawyers say that about $87 million has been paid into this fund, more than $55 million going to victims. But the estate is obviously hobbled now in their ability to raise money by selling the two islands that would raise that money, I guess. And there's people, of course, there's people interested. Ugh. No, not even close. Not even if I could. Never, never, never. All right, how about this one? This one is bringing us back down to earth. This one is from Mary, and Mary is listening to us on 10:50 a.m. is where she listens to us, KCAA. Loma Linda, Riverside, San Bernardino, our California friends. I used to live in California, not too far from there. And Mary says, hey, Kate Delaney, I am wondering, because to go, as you say, lighter, I'm tired of COVID, I'm tired of impeachment, I'm tired of the politicians and they're bashing each other. They don't give a crap about any of us in the middle. Sorry for this, using the crap word. In the meantime, I'm wondering how long you think this all goes. What is your best guess? Everybody wants to know, right? So my best guess, I asked the magic eight ball. I always have it here by myself. Let me say, I'm going to shake it. Oh, it says, Mary, ask again later. Ask again later. Of course it says ask again later. I wish I knew the answer to that question. Oh, then I would set up a booth in Vegas and I would give everybody the answers they wanted. And I'm joking with you, but I know how you feel, because we're tired of this. We're weary of it. Yes, 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 to all of that. Just like you, I absolutely am ready for the whole thing to end. There's no question about it. So what's interesting is, her question is timely, because we're living under this big question mark. Apparently, the pandemic is leading people who normally don't seeking some answers from astrologers, tarot card readers, psychics, In fact, I'm not making this up, it's not fake statistics, but the Organization for Professional Astrology actually saw a 28% increase in members during 2020. So astrology apps, websites, merchandise sales, all that's booming. Now, remember Ronald Reagan, Mrs. Reagan, the first lady, she believed in astrology, and I think he did too, and they had an astrologist that they would consult. I mean, that's known. But business is booming in during the pandemic because people want answers, right? People want answers. When does this all end? Tell us. Tell us, tarot cards. Can you tell us when it ends? Oh, we wish. Let's move to another one. This one is from Thomas. Hi, Kate. It's been a while, but trust me, I have been listening to your show. And my deal is I'm watching what's going on the Hill. And if we know it's a foregone conclusion, which you tell us every single time, and so do other people, that it's not going to, they're not going to get the votes from the Republicans, why, oh, why is this exercise going on? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. So you already know what's going to happen, and we're going to spend how much money doing this second impeachment? I get accountability. I get that people are furious. I get that you could challenge what was absolutely said at that rally. But if we know it's a foregone conclusion, doesn't it seem like money that we're throwing up in the air and setting on fire? By the way, he's listening to us in New Orleans, 990 AM WGSO. Well, here's the thing. I said this. There isn't accountability. There is no accountability other than the people that have been arrested, who are their defense. What they're claiming is, no, the president. He was my president. He told me to do it. They're blaming Trump. They're saying it was him. He told me to do it. This is why we did it. We did because it was stolen. Stop the steal, and that's why we did it. And so that's the defense. Why should we be tried? And there's going to be some people that are going to be in jail that are going to be very surprised because that's not going to hold up in court. So all eyes are on this, including the lawyers, I would think, representing the various people that have been charged with those capital crimes, you know, the breaking and entering the whole thing, and much worse than that. So what we are going to see is that played out. The things that we haven't seen or heard, depending on how this evidence is all put together. It is going to be, it's going to be a crazy couple of days. I think really Wednesday is when you're going to see a lot more of that that will come to light. I mean, again, some of the stories, some of the video, all that stuff that we really, it really hasn't been out there. I'll call it hasn't been out there wide. How's that? Hasn't been out there wide. All right, this is interesting. This one is from Joe. Hey, Kate, I'm a pilot. It is so rough in the industry. I know you've addressed it and you've talked about people in your family, and I know you've talked about traveling, and it seems like there is an uptick, although because we're still in the middle of the pandemic, there's a lot of spring travel that's being canceled, and I think there were a lot of people that were hopeful as we were pilots and ready to go at a moment's notice, hopeful that we would be able to be really flying full on. But spring breaks and whatnot are down for the count, it looks like to me. So I think we're really looking at late summer and probably the fall. And fingers crossed, it'll be just jam-packed in the fall and come the holidays of 2021. So I hope people will fly again. So many livelihoods depend on it. Thanks. Yes, I mean, so airlines, hotels, restaurants, tourist destinations, they've been struggling for more than a year. And now it's a slower recovery for countries where tourism is a big chunk of the economy and cities and small towns and everything else in between. Because so many cater to travelers. Colleges around the country have been canceling spring break because they're discouraging students from traveling. So, yes, anybody who was going to fly somewhere, yeah, not so much. Man cave, we're opening the door next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Audi ArcoT helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I like to call it the Whoa Man Cave, because I'm here, and you're all hanging out with me. By the way, my book, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, is being updated and will be out in March. So Invade the Man Cave. One of the things I talk about in the Man Cave is all the grubbing that people do during the Super Bowl. Of course, there's the commercial watching. Oh, yeah, and there's that game thing, too. But it's big bucks all around. Normally, there would be so many people in the stands, there would be so much money made off of the tickets. But that was a no-go. Mostly cardboard cutouts, tickets given away to the heroes, the frontline workers, which that's good. I think they should have been honored. And, there, of course, people couldn't be there. There were some tickets that were there for regular people, I'll call them, but not very many. So I'm wondering, how many chips did you eat? Did you contribute to the 15,000 tons of chips that were eaten on Super Bowl Sunday? Did you spend a lot of money? $50 million, supposedly, is spent on food in the country. How about guacamole? 8 million pounds of guacamole. Mm-hmm. And I talked about this on a previous show, but I'm going to mention it quickly, and then we're going to go to a couple of my favorite commercials. But I thought the Hubs, has been great, really great and patient lately. So I thought, you know what? He wants chicken wings. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to get him chicken wings. I'm not going to make them because I have no idea how to make. I can cook okay, pretty good. I can cook pretty good. But I've never made chicken wings. Why am I going to try to make chicken wings? So Hooters. Right? Just go to Hooters, get takeout, whatever. They didn't have curbside. And I'm just going to give, I've said this on another show. I'm going to say it again. This is my give back to all of you in case you find yourself in this situation on any kind of a holiday or a big day. So silly me, I forgot about all the delivery services. I didn't forget that there's delivery services, but I thought, well, no, I'm just going to surprise the other and I'm just going to go get it and disappear. Well, I disappeared for a while because the line to pick up things that you had ordered was tremendous. It was like there was a rock star inside the Hooters, and people were good. They were social distancing. There was only a few customers in there, even though they were open and spread out. People weren't sitting there. But the frustration level, I think people were going to kill for those wings, seriously, because they had ordered them the day before and everything else. And what happened was they got backed up because when you have drivers from DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that kind of stuff, they come first because they get their orders. They go. They got to pick them up and they got to hustle them out. So somebody else could have ordered it, you know, 10 minutes before you walked in the door when you ordered it the day before, and too bad. So there is a lesson in that. Just get them delivered. I didn't get them delivered. I waited an hour. That was my Valentine's Day present to the other. I don't know that he knows that yet. But, hey, you wanted to get the chicken wings? I got the chicken wings, and that's what happened. So luckily I did tape the very, very beginning of the game because I missed it. I timed it just right so everything would be warm. And, you know, again, I didn't realize what I was going to be putting myself in the middle of. But the game was so lopsided. I mean, bombs away, really. And it was about defense more than anything else and Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. When he had to, he didn't turn the ball over, didn't do any of that. So it was all Tampa Bay, lopsided. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody was even close. We all had that it was going to be close. It was not a close game. All of the scores for KC came off of kicks. 9 points. 31-9, the final score. So commercials were fun to watch. And what did the ad meter say? You know, where they rate the commercials? Well, this was one of my favorites. I think he's hilarious. Tina Fey was onto something with 30 Rock, and that gives you a clue if you're up on any kind of pop culture. So Tracy Morgan was the star of these Rocket Mortgage commercials, and the theme was never be just pretty sure. Take a listen.
Can we even afford this house?
I'm pretty sure we can.
Pretty sure? With Rocket Mortgage, you can be certain. Not pretty sure.
What's the difference?
Let me show you. I'm pretty sure these aren't poisonous. I'm pretty sure these are parachutes.
Mine has a sandwich.
That's mine. Pretty sure you do not run. I'm pretty sure you can take Batista down.
You're off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is trending.
I'm pretty sure these hornets aren't the murdering type. I'm pretty sure we can make it.
Let's go with certain.
Good choice.
When you're buying a home, pretty sure isn't sure enough. When you need to be certain about how much home you can afford, Rocket can.
Hi, neighbor.
I'll hold the dog.
Not again! So just to give you some more on that, Batista, of course, a boxer, pops the husband in the face, and he would knock you cold. And then he ends up being the last part of that commercial, too. And when they all scream at the end, he said, I'm pretty sure we can make it. So Tracy Morgan is jumping over. They're in the car, and they're trying to make it to the other side of the bridge because it's opening up. So, you know, when a bridge opens up because a boat's coming through and that you think you can make it to the other side. And, of course, the idea was they weren't going to make it. And the murder hornets and eating a berry that's poisonous. This was very, very clever. And the theme of pretty sure and certain is better, I thought, was very, very clever. A lot was made about seltzer and that there was going to be a big push for seltzers because that's millennials like seltzer. So the Bud Light seltzer, the lemonade, and I thought this was so clever. Think 2020 and the saying about lemons and lemonade and life and all that. Take a listen.
When did Bud Light Seltzer start making lemonade?
Probably when 2020 handed us all those lemons.
2020 was a lemon of a year.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I love you.
January, February, March, and April. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's a lot of lemons.
Well, you know what they say when life gives you lemons.
We know the saying, Mark.
New Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, packed with lemonade flavor after a lemon of a year.
So the gist of it is lemons are falling everywhere. At Dodger Stadium, they're falling on a guy who's biking down the street. There's people that are having a wedding, and their wedding is destroyed, so the bride is hysterical. They're underneath the table, and lemons are pelting everybody because we all got pelted in 2020, and I thought that was very, very clever, and it's the idea, lemonade seltzer. And that came in the top 10 of the ad meter ratings. Number one was the spot, the number one and two were the Rocket Mortgage spots that Tracy Morgan did, and the one you heard, and he had another one, a different one, and that was clever. Alexa had a good one, too. Amazon's Alexa. M&M's was a clever one. Toyota scored high. They were five. General Motors, No Way, Norway was funny with Will Ferrell. That was six. Cheetos commercial, It Wasn't Me, because you know how you leave the prints. And Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, they were in it, and he was looking for his Cheetos, and she left the evidence, and because it was, you know, the orange Cheeto stains on the walls and on her face and everywhere else, and it was very, very, very funny. So it's in the books. We really got through a whole NFL season. Thanks to everybody who played Nail the Score. Nobody won, like I said. We'll have to sweeten it up next time around, but Buccaneers, congratulations. They beat the Chiefs 31-9. Thanks for joining us here in the Woe Man Cave and for this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.